Lord's Day number 46. And we are now working through an exposition of the Lord's Prayer, questions 120 and 121. Let us read responsibly. Question 120, why did Christ command us to address God thus, our Father? The very beginning of our prayer, that childlike reverence for and trust in God, which are to be the ground of our prayer, namely that God has become our Father through Christ, and will much less deny us what we ask of Him in faith than our parents refuse us earthly things. Why is it added, who art in heaven? We might have no earthly thought of the heavenly majesty of God, and from His almighty power expect all things necessary for body and soul. Can anybody pray, our Father who art in heaven, without lying? No. Not everybody can pray that prayer. Only those that are adopted. Jade, you don't say to me, Father, right? There's only one person in this room you call Father, and it's not me, right? But David, you do freely call me Father because I am. But not everybody can say to God, Father, at least in the Our Father sense. But yet we have the privilege, you and I, in Christ, God is our Father. And we can honestly say, Our Father who art in heaven. Have you ever just stopped and thought about the privilege that is to approach God? I offended an elder once in a church as when I said, you know, the word Abba means daddy. And he thought it was very offensive to approach God and say daddy. That was being disrespectful to God. But yet, isn't that what Abba, isn't that what approach we have to God? That God allows us to approach Him and say, Daddy, I need you. Even if my mother and my father and my mother forsake me, yet the Lord will take me up. What a privilege it is that we have, that we can approach. And if you study the Old Testament, you find the saints of old, they didn't approach God as our Father. That was Jesus Christ granted us that ability to do so. They refer to Him as Father of Israel. But we can personally go to God and say, Father, Daddy. It's an amazing statement. But at the same time, notice that when we approach Him as Father, we also acknowledge that He is our Heavenly Father. He dwells in heaven, and He is to be respected, to honor. It says in our catechism there, that no earthly thought of His heavenly majesty, heavenly majesty of God. He's transcendent. And when we show Him respect, we don't misuse that relationship. We appreciate it, but we honor Him as Father. And I think also as holy. And so we approach Him in that way. But never, never, never forget the privilege of being able to say to God, Father. I remember I have a book in my library, and the title of it, and I've shared this before, I Dared to Call Him Father. It was written by a Muslim that came to faith in Christ. And it was blasphemy in her culture to say to God, Father. But yet through Jesus Christ, she was able to say, Father, I dare to call Him Father. It's a privilege that you have in Christ. And rejoice in it. Amen. Amen.